The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." The Gospel of the Lord. Students, what we celebrate today, the conversion of St. Paul, here is a man who was one of the greatest persecutors of the church, and he became one of the greatest saints in the history. Now, how is that possible? How did God give such a great grace to this one man? What obtained that grace for St. Paul? Many of the saints, many of the theologians of the church, they believe it was the prayer and the sacrifice of St. Stephen that brought about the conversion of St. Paul. St. Stephen is the first martyr of the church. How did St. Stephen die? Does anybody know? John? Mark. He was stoned to death. And when he was stoned to death, who led that charge? Carsten? It was St. Paul. It was St. Paul, so much so that after they were stoning him, it says everybody else, they went and they laid their garments before St. Paul because he was their leader. We believe St. Paul, he even threw some of the stones. But what did St. Stephen do right before he died? He made a prayer to the Father and he said, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Even though they're doing this to me, I pray that they be saved." And then he offered his life in sacrifice. Every grace God gives to the world is through the prayers and the sacrifice of the members of the church. Because we are one with Jesus. We are his body. And this is the great mystery he revealed to St. Paul when he said, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And St. Paul probably thought, "Well, how am I persecuting you?" But because St. Paul was persecuting the church, every prayer that a Catholic offers, every sacrifice that we make, it is Jesus praying to the Father through us, or offering a sacrifice to the Father. Just recently, I shared with you that I read a great book on the life of Blessed Mother Teresa. And what I found was at the heart of her order was prayer and sacrifice. I one time had a good friend of mine. This was way back when I was in college. And she started spending time with the Missionaries of Charity. And she would go to San Francisco and work in their soup kitchen. And little by little, she started to think, "Oh my gosh, maybe I could give my life as a sister like this. That I could serve the poorest of the poor." And so she was about to make the decision to enter, but she had one final question to ask. She went to the superior of the house and she said, "Sister, I'm very close with my family. I love my family. I spend a lot of time with them. If I become a sister, will I be able to be assigned close to Sacramento so I can go and visit my family and we can do things together? How does that work?" And the superior said, "When you enter our community, you have 2 years of the novitiate, and then you make your first vows, the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. And on that day, you'll come after the mass in which you make your vows, you'll have breakfast, and on your plate, there will be a little envelope. And you'll open up that envelope, and it'll say to which city you are being sent." And she said, "It might say Moscow. It might say Calcutta. It may say Beijing." And you get on a plane that afternoon and you go. The total sacrifice of her life. the priest who wrote this book, he shared a story. He said, Mother Teresa, she never stopped praying. Whenever she had a free minute, she had the rosary constantly in her hands. Then he said, the very first day he ever spent with her, he had said, Mother, can I do anything for you? And she said, tomorrow morning I'm having Mass with the Pope. Can you give me a ride? He said, oh gosh, that'd be great. I'd be happy to. He said, what time should I pick you up? Now, the house in which Mother Teresa was staying in Rome was about 15 minutes from the Pope's house, from the Vatican. And the Mass was at 7 o'clock. And so he said, Mother, what time should I pick you up? She said, how about 4 a.m.? He said, 4 a.m.? Mother, it's 15 minutes away. She said, okay, 4:30. He said, Mother, how about 5:30? We'll still get there an hour before. She said, okay, fine, 5:30. So they get there, and the doorman who lets them in, he says, well, you're an hour early. You could go park right there, but we can't let you up beforehand. So they went and they parked, and he thought, this is going to be great. All this time to talk to Mother Teresa. Immediately upon parking, she pulled out a rosary and said, let's pray. He said they prayed the entire rosary. Well, they didn't have the luminous mysteries yet. So the three mysteries of the rosary, joyful, sorrowful, glorious mystery. I almost forgot the rosary. Joyful, sorrowful, glorious mystery. And then when they finished the rosary, he said they prayed 10 memorares. And he said, gosh, I wonder why we just prayed those prayers. He said, Mother, why did you say those? And she said, oh, I was making a novena. And he said, a novena? He said, Mother, a novena is prayers for 9 days. And she said, oh, I don't have time for 9 days, so I say 9 prayers. And he said, but Mother, you just said 10 memorares. And she said, well, of course I had to say an extra one to thank Jesus because I know he'll grant my prayer. She had total confidence in the power of prayer. Students, every time you are moved to say a prayer, it is our Lord Jesus Christ who wants to pray to the Father through you. Every time you offer a sacrifice, he wants to give himself anew in your bodies, in your hearts. May we say to Jesus, Lord, do with me what you will. May I be a person of prayer and sacrifice.